Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Jeffrey Zabar is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Jeffrey's a reasonably cool dude. He is the chief home officer. He's been a member of our Brain Trust now for more than 15 years. He's the author of all the books that you need to know about being home-based, including Safe at Home, including Home Office Know-How, and he's an award-winning journalist. He's our good friend, Jeffrey Zabar. Welcome back.
I'm reasonably happy to be here.
We're reasonably glad that you're here, too, Jeff.
There you go.
Hey, Jeff, one of the things that that I've always said over the years is there, as much as we fuss and wring our hands over what the big boxes are doing, and we envy them sometimes, and they're maddening sometimes when they compete with us a little bit too hard. But I've always said that there are things that we can learn from the big box companies, and one of the things we can learn, I think, is we can watch them make their mistakes.
Right.
And we can learn from their mistakes, because when they make mistakes, every time a business makes a mistake, it costs money.
Right.
When the big boxes make mistakes, it costs them money, sometimes a lot of money, but they seem to absorb. It doesn't usually take them down. When a small business makes a mistake, like Apple, for example, I know you've got that on your mind right now, that's not going to take them down. But something like that, if we did something like that in our small businesses, it could take us down, couldn't it?
Absolutely. And, you know, with the Apple analogy, you know, I sort of call it, you know, releasing underripe apples, you know.
I mean,
if unless you've lived in a cave and don't know about how 15 minutes can save you 15%, you probably have heard about what's jokingly being called Bendgate or Benghazi, jokingly. They're talking about the new Apple 6 iPhone or Apple 6 iPhones,
right,
bending in your pocket. You put it in your pocket, and the pressure of sitting down, standing up, etc., in daily life has bent a few of these devices.
Which is a big leap from the iPhones that where the screen would break if you dropped it.
Exactly. So
they've come a long way there.
It's come a long way. I mean, one of the issues is, and that's an issue, but I've read a lot about it recently, and people are saying, look, Android phones, some Samsung phones, all historically have had a little bend. Look, short of making it out of titanium,
mm-hmm,
or even then, the laws of physics apply here. If you apply pressure, you know, pressure and time cause things to happen. So if you put a phone in your pocket.
So the iPhone, the bending has been a problem then, right?
It, with this one, it's been a problem, but the real issue and the real thing that I want to talk about is what I jokingly refer to as underripe.
Well, they've also got an issue with their operating system.
Is the underripe the releasing iOS 8, the new operating system?
That was such
early.
A big deal.
Right.
And so now this is where you and I get to puff our chest out a little bit and gloat to the audience that we've warned people about standing in line for the brand new stuff. Wait a couple of 3 months till they work out the kinks. How many years have we been saying that? Right.
Forever. Since
right,
you know, man came out with a better wheel.
Right.
We've always said, well, I don't know that I've been around. Maybe you've been around that long. But
I have been.
But we've always said, you know, just wait a bit. Don't be first in line. First off, you waste your time.
But our customers, our small business customers, won't necessarily forgive us like they forgive Apple, will they?
You know what? Apple lost a couple pennies on its $100-plus stock price yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
That's the pain it suffers.
Mm-hmm.
But it is a bigger issue, because now you have bad will. You have people who, my daughter, spent hours trying to download the new operating system, plugged it into her computer, because they say it's better to plug it into your computer than to try to do it over Wi-Fi or 4G,
mm-hmm,
plugged into her computer, came in the next morning, the message on the screen, download failed.
Yeah.
So, you know, the issue is that they came, and that's not just it. I mean, those who have installed it have had problems with their apps. They've had to take off other apps in order to make room because it's a 5 gigabyte upgrade. It's sapping batteries. People are realizing that they turn it on, their battery is just not holding up the way it did. These devices don't have a hell of a lot of battery life anyway.
So what's the lesson for us on the, in all this?
First off, the lesson, like you said a moment ago, is don't be first to market as a consumer. Give it time. I'm still on Windows 3.1, so I'm still liking the way things work.
I thought you still had the 486.
The trash for the trash 80 exactly. But more than that, as a marketer, as a company, as an entrepreneur, wait to make sure that the bugs are out of your product. I don't care if you're putting a new brochure out. Yeah. I don't care if you're launching a new, flower bouquet out of your flower shop. I don't care if it's a new plumbing, technology that you want to introduce for your small business. If it has not been rigorously tested, and if it's not ready for prime time, like you said, Apple lost a few pennies. They lost a ton of goodwill. Can we suffer that?
Well, the same thing with running an ad. Take the time. Don't get yourself jammed up so much that you can't let more than one person read the ad and catch all the stupid mistakes that get made. Don't presume the newspaper or the radio station or whoever creates the ad for your ad agency that they're not perfect either. They're human beings. If you've got a new program, a new sale or an offering or a product or whatever it may be. What do you think about testing it, road testing it, just, releasing it just to people that you can't run off? What do you think about
that? Don't we always do that? I mean, I don't want to say we, but I know when you have a new book coming out, you have a trusted clutch from among your branch.
My SOBs,
that you have, take a look at it. Please proof this. Please read it real quick. Please don't release copies to the press because, me and J.K. Rowling, we suffer that with our Harry Potter series. but you have to make sure that the product is road tested before it's released, or else you end up with Toyota having multi-million car recalls.
That's right.
Or you end up with iOS
at our size, we can't recover. It's very difficult to recover from that. That's the reason why I really like the idea of testing it with a group, with an individual or individuals, people who love you, people you can't run off. If it's something that really you need a customer to check on, folks, find a customer and say, would you help me, ask them, just say it this way, will you help me make sure that this release we have works? And I promise you they'll do it, won't they?
Absolutely. If customers, friends, you have your loyalists out there. Turn to them.
Yep. Watch out for the green apples, folks. Every pun intended, right, Jeff?
Absolutely.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com, right?
That's the reasonable way to catch me.
There you go. The reasonable Jeffrey Zabar. Reasonably cool Jeffrey Zabar. I'm Jim Blysengame. We'll be right back after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.